We're going to finish now Perek Dalet with Mishneh Dalet and begin Perek Hey with Mishneh Aleph and Arachin. Mishneh Dalet explains several of the points that are mentioned in the first Mishnah and which we've already really explained. Shonim Benidar, the years are going according to the person who the person said, Echo Alai, his Erech is upon me, referring to somebody else. Ketzad. Yeled, a young boy, Sheherich Esazok, Yeled means here, let's say somebody between 20 and 60, who is Marich Ezokhen. So the 20 and 60 period, his own Erech would be, as we said many times before, would be 50 Sloim. And the person over 60, his Erech is only 15 Sloim. So if someone would say about his father, his grandfather, that his Erech is upon him, he gives the Erech, Nosin Erech Zokin, he gives the Erech of the older man, which is only 15 Sloim as opposed to 50 Sloim. V'Zokin Sheherich as a Yeled, if an older man, someone over 60, who was Marik, someone under 60, whose value is 50 Sloim, if he said his son's Erech is upon him, his grandson's Erech is upon him, between 20 and 60, he would give the full 50 shkolim. The Arochim ben Erach, Arochim go according to the one who is being Erach, Ketzad. This is gender oriented. Isha Erech is Isha. If a man said this woman's Erech is upon me, no sin Erech Isha, he gives the Erech of an Isha. Let's say they were both in between 20 and 60, but at 20 and 60, his Erech is 50 Sloim, her Erech is 30 Sloim, so he gives the 30 Sloim. The Isha Erecha Esu Ish, and a woman who gave the Erech of a man, no sin is Erech Ish. If a woman between 20 and 60 with Marich, a man 20 and 60, says his Erech is upon me, then she would, instead of giving 30 Sloim, which is her Erech, she would give his Sloim, which is 50 Sloim. Vo Erech Bizman Erech, and the Erech is Bizman Erech also, Ketzad. Hericho Pochos mi ben Chomesh, who married somebody who was less than 5 years old, Venasi Yosriel ben Chomesh. Now we say between a month and five, the Erech for a man is five shkolim. So, and between 5 and 20, it's 15 shkolim. So, Ketzad, I'm sorry, between 5 and 20 is 20 shkolim. I'm sorry. Between 5 and 20 is 20 shkolim. So, Hericha Pochus bin Chamesh, he was Marech him when he was less than 5 years old, whereas Erech is 5. Venasi Yosriel ben Chamesh, and becomes more than 5 years old, whereas Erech is now 20 shkolim. Pochus mi ben Esrim, Venasi Yosir al ben Esrim, or less than 20 years old, whereas Erech is 20, and Esrim becomes more than 20 years old in the interim, whereas Erech moves up to 50. No saying bizman zman Erech. He gives according to the time of the Erech, when he made the Erech, and not when he comes before the Kohen. So he gives according to the lower valuation of the younger age. Then the Mishnah states the following rules. Yom Shloshim Kilomata Mimenu. If a person was on his actual 30th day, an infant was 30 days old, he's still viewed as less than 30 days. He has no Erech. Shnas Chemesh Ushnas Eshim Kalamat Mimeno, 5 years and 20 years on that actual day is considered still the value below, as if they're less than 5 years. So at 5 years he'd be still giving five sloim, and at 20 years he'd be still giving 20 sloim on that birthday. Shnemar Miben Shishim Shino Umalo. From 60 years and above, im zocher, if he's a male, hari anu lemedim bekulam mishnas shishim, where it says shishim and above, but he has to be more than 60 years old. Mashnas shishim, so we're learning everything out from 60 years old. Mashnas shishim kilomatumim shnas shishim is not and above, it's as if it's below. Mashna shishim kilamata mimeno. Shna shishim is viewed as less than shishim. Av shnas chamesh v'chashnas esrim kilamata mimeno. They're all viewed also as if they're less. Hein. Im also shnas shishim kilamata mimeno lahachmir. Nase shas In other words, what we're saying now is the following, that it's a chumrah that a person on his 60th birthday is still viewed as less than 60, because less than 60 he has to pay 50 sloim, and more than 60 he just goes down to 15 sloim. So there's a big difference. So it's a chumrah that we view it as less. So we say, shall we say that in all instances we go to chumrah? So if we view the person is as 60, being less than 60 to be as the chumrah, he's a full 50 sloim. Shall we also view a person who's 5 years and 20 years kilamata mino lohakel? Because there, instead of paying, let's say at 20 years, instead of paying 50, he's going to be paying 20, and at 5, instead of paying 20, he's going to be paying 5. So there's a difference. Talmud Lomar, Shona Shona L'Gzeirah Shava. It's a complete equation. It's a complete Gzeirah Shava. It doesn't make a difference if it comes out ahead or he got behind. Ma Shona Hu Amura B'Shna Shishim. Shona that's mentioned in the 60th year, kilamat mimeno, is considered as if it's below 60 years on that day. Shona mura bishnas chamesh bishnas esrim kilamat mimeno. So in each of those, also by 5 years old, 20 years old, it's considered below, even though that's a kulin by 60, it's a chumra. Bein lahakil, bein lahachmir. Whether it's lenient, whether it's severe, the principle is that on that day of the birthday, it's still viewed as in the lower, in an next lower category. Rabbi Yezro Meir, Ad Shiyu Yiseros Al Shonim Chodesh V'Yomechod. Rabbi Yezro says, and we don't pass on like Rabbi Yezro, but we learn out from let's say Pidyon HaBen, where a child's not considered, or the Levim, who weren't counted till they were 30 days at plus, on a month and 30 and a day, Chodesh V'Yomechod. So that in each of these cases too, you don't move into the next category until you're, let's say, 5 years, 30 and plus a month and into the next day, V'Yomechod. Or 20 years and a month and into the next day, or 60 years and a month and into the next day. That we learn it out from the Shloshim said by Pidyon HaBen and by a Ben Levi, who's counted only after the day after 30 days. But we don't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. We're now beginning the fifth parak, Mishnah Aleph. Omer Mishkali Olai, my weight is upon me. So this is not an erech. This is not an erech in neder. This is a neder in value. So Mishkali Olai, my weight is upon me. No sein Mishkalo. He gives his weight. Im kesef kesef, im zov zov. Now, the Rav explains the Mishnah in the following way. Im perish kesef. If he said my weight in gold is upon me, my weight in kesef silver. If he said my weight in silver is upon me, mishkalo kesef, his weight is in silver. Here is zov. If he explained explicitly my weight in gold is upon me, nosin mishkalo zov. He gives his weight in gold. But the chiddush over here is if he didn't explain, but rather he said simply my weight is upon me. So here there is a big leniency. He can exempt himself by giving his weight in virtually anything. As long as he can use anything that's weighed in his town, in his area, as the valuation of his weight. He can give his weight, let's say the constantly weighing onions or peppers or whatever, or tomatoes in his area, so they can give his weight in tomatoes, he can give his weight in onions, he can give his weight in garlic. Afilu zephes, even tar. Afilu b'tzelim, even onions, Rav says. Regilim anshi amokom lamorchum b'mishkol v'yomer echem anshi amokom ahum mishli alai stam lo perish. He can give, hari zin no se mishkol lo zephes. He said stam without explaining what his weight is being evaluated in a place where they weigh out tar. He can give tar. It was used for lighting purposes. Harz in Mishkalo Zephes, he can give his weight in tar. Oh, but Salman is part of a nifter. There's a maisa. The Rav has gives u maisa with a vav, conjunctive vav. Maisa b'ima shel yiramtia. Sh'amra, that was a person's name. Sh'amra Mishkal biti olai, a girl's name. And she said that the weight of my daughter is upon me. She made this vow that the weight of my daughter is upon me to give to the base of Mikdash. They went up to Yerushalayim and they weighed her. And she paid her weight out in gold. She was a very wealthy woman, the Rav explains. Mishkul Yodiyulai. This is a little bit complex. A person would say, the weight of my hand is upon me, and the Mefarshim say that the hand extends. In those days, they commonly refer to the hand as something which extended from the tip of the hand up to the elbow. I guess that's what Ellenbogen, the Mefarshim, translated it in German. Ellenbogen up to the marpeik is the elbow. Mishkul Yodayla, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Malich of Ismaim. Rabbi Yehuda says, in such a case, a person said the weight of his hand is upon him. How do you measure the weight of the hand? So he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, you fill a barrel with water, umachniso ad marpeko, and you put the hand into the barrel to place that amount of water. And I guess there's a collecting vat underneath. Vishokil bosr chamor, vigidin viatsomos, and you weigh out, it seems to be consistent amount of meat of a donkey and its sinews and its bones. Apparently the donkey meat is very similar in weight to human meat, and you put it into the thing until it reaches the height of the water that was displaced. Benosin lesocho ad shetismale, that's until it reaches the height that was displaced. So Amar Rabbi Yosi v'echa efshu lakavin boser k'neged boser, if you're using donkey meat, can you really figure out exactly how much meat there is connected meat in vis-a-vis the meat, the flesh, viatsomos connected atsomos, and bones instead of bones. Eloshomen is a yad, a kamahi, but you rather you appraise, official appraisers come and appraise the hand. I can hear it would be, since it's the base of mikdash, hektish, it would be konim. Eloshomen is a yad, kamahi, ruyelishko, how much it would be fit to view it as weighing. And here the Tosfos Yom Tov says, when he speaks about the Rav's Perush, he says, Perush l'Perusho. This is the explanation of his explanation, that the Shmetchila Omdim, that in the beginning they make an appraisal, Alech Gishir Hayad, something that approximately the size of the hand. Let me explain it without going into such detail. What he comes out with saying is that without the Rav, the Shitas Tosfos, he brings down that really, really, it's dependent upon the appraisal by experts. And what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that you feel water and you dip the hand into the water, that's simply to sort of calibrate the appraisal, to make sure that the appraisal was within reason of what's coming, is in the same ballpark as the weight gained by displacing water, and then measuring it with donkey meat and the like. And that's essentially how the explanation goes. But essentially it's an appraisal that might be verified by water displacement. And And but the major point is that there are experts who can, to some degree, evaluate and estimate the weight of the hand from the finger to the elbow.